We're looking at the Or HaChaim, the very beginning of Pasuk Ches, Simen Mem Ches, Pasuk Ches. The first Or HaChaim on that Pasuk, it's actually one piece, it's the only piece on that Pasuk. Bayar Yisrael, Es B'nei Yosef, Vayomer, Mi Eile. Yosef is visiting his elderly father, his sickly father. They told him, he took his sons with him, and after a while, Yaakov turns to Yosef and says, who are these people? Seemingly not recognizing them. Kasha, the Or HaChaim asks. Mahaloi Shva Esrei Shana Hayu Lefan of Yoshim Lilmai Taira. They were with their grandfather. Ephraim Lemenasha studied with their grandfather for 17 years. Veich Shoyal Aleihem. How can he be asking who are they? Rabbeinu Zechrenim Levracha Amru. Rashi quotes Ki Ra'a Bahem Ri'iyo Sichlius. He saw and felt Beruach Kodshoi, Yeravam ben Nevot Achov from Ephraim, and Yehu ben Nimshi from Shevet Menashe. So, Mi Eila, how can it be? How can we have this kind of generations coming from such a righteous Yosef, my son, Mi'ela, what's with your children? From them will come such descendants. But, v'zeh derech drash. V'tzaruch lefarash ha'kosef kifi pshutai. Let's understand the literal and the less midrashic understanding. For who? The Torah here is letting us know that Yaakov Avinu kavdai einav mizayke. He was having a hard time seeing because of his age. Very much as it was the case for his father Yitzchak. Shlahar yachalirayis lahakir. Ulitzad zeh. And in accordance with this, Hagam Shera Shnei Bnei Adam Oimdim Lefanov, he saw two people in front of him, Levad Yosef, aside from Yosef, Sheima Hayu Medaber, he was talking to Yosef and he knew it's Yosef, Vihikirai, but Sajjai Diyuhu, because they told him, Shamrulai, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Bincha Yosef Boilecha, Kamur Lamaila. So he knew it's Yosef he's speaking to, but he also sees vaguely two figures, but he can't recognize them, doesn't know exactly who they are. V'habonim lo hikire. L'zeh sha'al sha'al aleihem mi'ela. So that's the most literal understanding. Then he says, oy devsha, sh'niskavin Yaakov lo'ayr l'ahavas ha'av al habein. He knew who they were. He's asking for Yosef to say who they are. It was a rhetorical question, meant to cause Yosef to speak about his children. Obviously, he would speak of them lovingly. Yaakov would hear them spoken of lovingly. And by conjuring up the name lovingly, he, Yaakov, is being prepped to give the brachas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the capacity to impart. And they are being made worthy of receiving that bracha because their father is invoking in this universe who they are, what they are. That's how bracha works. It roots in something. It has to root in something. Bracha doesn't just come into that which doesn't exist. Ephraim and Menashe exist. Now, as great as they are, that's how much bracha they can receive and how much bracha can root in them and then expand in them and through them. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, Mi'ela, he wants to promote Yosef speaking about them. La'oirer ahavas ha'av al haben kodim sheyivarchem, to awaken and stir up Yosef's sentiments about his sons. Kedei shetiyeh ha'brocha b'tigbeires ahava v'achiba. So that the bracha is a strong bracha. That it's a bracha given in an atmosphere of powerful affection for these boys.
Why can't you say both things? That he also saw that, despite that he was trying to, it probably put him in a bad mood. So, in order to create that,
right? You know, could be that, in spite of that, which Ruach Kodesh told him that there will be descendants who are not worthy, but he says, I want to give them the fullest bracha, and I have to have them spoken of. I need to hear their names. I need to hear you, Yosef, talk about your children. And it stirs up within me an appreciation of what you accomplished raising them here in Mitzrayim. It'll cause me to feel what a fantastic accomplishment it is for each of them to have been faced with being alone. I mean, you know, there are people who went, you know, they tell you they went in the 20s and 30s that there was no yeshiva where they lived. They went to public school. Okay, but it wasn't Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. You know, Shtufe Zima. It was the most licentious place on earth. It was horrific. Mitzrayim. I mean, where they came from, the Shvatim, Canaan, relatively innocent compared to Mitzrayim, puritanical even. But Mitzrayim. So, look at these wonderful boys, Ephraim and Menashe. V'lozeh ha'shol mi'ela, kedei she'yishma mipi b'noi, ha'choviv etzloi. So he should hear his beloved son, Yosef, speak about and say who they, his sons, Yaakov's grandsons, really are. She'yishma mipi b'noi, ha'choviv etzloi, loymar b'nai heim. These are my kids, these are my sons. V'yehemu me'av lahem. And now they will be moved inside of him. He's quoting obviously from Yirmiyah. Al kein hamu me'ai loy. About Ephraim. That's what the pasuk about Ephraim. Ephraim is all of the Shevet, plus since they were the leaders of the Aseres HaShvatim, it's a whole segment of Klal Yisrael. Referred to as Ephraim, Habein, Yakili Ephraim, Im Yelad Shaashuim, Kimi Didabri Boy, Zacharas Gerenu Oy, Al Kain, Homu Me'ai Loy, the Navi says, in Yirmiyah. So, he's using that phrase, V'yahemu Me'avalahem, meaning that there will be something stirred up in the deepest depths of Yaakov's being with tremendous feeling. And now, with that feeling, and with that love, and with that excitement, and with all of that passion, and with the Ruach HaKodesh of how great they are, all now causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, yes, they deserve the bracha. Now is the time to give it. Whose side? And this is, of course, the meaning of, and he says that very pasuk, Midei Dabri Boy. Dabri boy meaning when I speak about him. Kimi de dabri boy. In other words, what the Rabban Shalom Kivayachal says through the Navi Yirmiyah, that when I speak the name Ephraim, when I talk of him, I see and I picture all of the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that Ephraim does. And the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the whole Shevet Ephraim and that the Bnei Yisrael, that the Aseres HaShvatim represent, and how much they mean to me. Ah, Rachem Arachemenu, no Masha. Conjures up a tremendous amount of Rachmanis. So that's why Yaakov says, Mi'ela, he knows who they are. But he wants to hear Yosef, so that he, Yaakov, will be stirred up, and that cosmically, the beauty of these young men, the greatness of these young men, and the fact that they are so deserving of bracha, will be front and center.
I wonder if he says something similar by Sarah when the Malachim come. Ayeh Sarah Ishtecha, she says, he'll boil. So I think Rashi quotes, Kedei Lachabav al Baila, that she says, Nua. And of course, he's giving her a bracha that she'll have a child.
Yeah, no, it's similar. It's similar because there what's being brought out is the beauty of Avram and Sarah and their Oihel.
Right.
And Oihel Sarah, which is deserving of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to do.
Well, Esav, he says, cook me a good meal. Put me in a good mood.
No, but it's very true. No, but in the case of Esav, it's very true that he says you should do the mitzvah and then come. And he asks, he wants that he should show love for Yaakov, and that kind of closeness and that kind of feeling and sense of love is the prep and the atmosphere that's needed for Yaakov to begin to say the brachas. So Yosef answers the question. Vayemi Yosef el aviv, banai heim, asher nosan li elokim bozeh. Vayemer, kachemna elai va'avorchem. Asher nosan li elokim bozeh. So, derech ha-tzadikim, Arachayim says, kishezoichim ha-toif, asher higiyem, cholkim kavod la-Hashem, ki hu anoysim. Tzadikim say, you know, today everyone says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But tzadikim really mean it. They say it, they mean it. Everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matana to me. And certainly in the case of these children, Yosef says, with a tremendous hakaras ha-toiv, banayhem asher nosan li elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Kaimrai, as Yaakov, Yosef's father, said, similarly to Esav, we talked about his children, asher chanan elokim. Now, the word bozeh, so of course literally it means kfi apshat, ki afilu mimei gulusai, beretz nachriya, chanunai Hashem, even though he was in Galus, in spite of being far away from the rest of the Shiftei Kor, and made to suffer while he was there, still in all Hashem said, but I will not hold back the great blessing of children from Yosef, even though he's in this terrible eretz nachriya in Mitzrayim. So Asher Chanan or Asher Nosan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bozeh here in Mitzrayim, in spite of all else that I had to endure. Gam Remez L'Mamaram Zuchranim L'Vrachin Gemara and Saito Ki Osid Hayu Yosef L'Hoylid Yud Beis Shvatim. Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef. Says the Gemara, the intention originally was, the design in heaven was for Yosef to have as many sons as Yaakov did. Ba'alidei Maisa Eishas Paitifar Nirzavu Mibain Siparno Yodov Yud Tipois, that some of his Kayach to be Meilid was lost, wasted, as it were, when the enticement of Eishes Paitifar overcame him. V'leinishiru ela shnayim. There were only two left. So two out of the 12 sons that he would have had, he did. But otherwise, the blessings to have the other 10 were lost. V'hu sheramaz b'omrei b'zeh. Meaning of the zeh. Zeh is b'gematria 12. Beis is 2. So he says, these are the children, Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bo Ze. Two of the 12. Bo Ze. Ze Begamatria Yud Beis. Bemokam Yud Beis, Nosan Li Elokim Beis. Instead of 12, I have 2. So it's a remes. He's not saying this as Pshat. So it's interesting, the Aruch Chaim says, in, you know, within 2 or 3 paragraphs, he'll say what pshat is, and he'll quote what a drash is, then he says a remez, which is even, you know, less obvious and more obscure. The diktek lemer Elokim, but he says a very good point. He says, it doesn't say Hashem. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu used here is the name of Din.
Din, right.
Of strict judgment, because it's a remez. The diktek lemer Elokim, sheyayra al hamishpat. The word Elokim indicates the strict judgment, that he would have had more children, but because he had become enticed by Eshes Patifar, and just barely managed out managed his way out of that sad circumstance, but he lost the opportunity for those other children. Bozeh, he had two of the 12. Okay.
Bozeh is Bekabatri of 14, so in a way you can say it's a nevuah, Niva v'leyodim ha-niva, Ephraim v'Menashe k'ruvim shivim yili, so you have the 12 shvatim plus Ephraim v'Menashe.
Okay.
And Zeh taka reflects the 12 shvatim, Nasu mizeh, and Vayeshev, Rashi says Nasu min ha-achva.
Yeah.
So Zeh is the 12, anyway.
Zeh is the 12.
That's my unofficial rabbis.
Skip to, no. So skip to Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk reads, Vayavarech es Yosef, Yaakov blessed Yosef. Vayemar, Hu alikim asher hisalchu avo yishelefon of Avraham v'yitzchak, Hu alikim haroya oisim me'oidi ad hayem ezeh. Hamalach agal oisim mikol roi, Vorech es ha'no'arim, V'yikarev v'hem shmi v'shem avoyse Avraham v'yitzchak v'yidgul roi v'karev aretz. Where is the bracha to Yosef? Where's the bracha to Yosef? Lo ra'inu bracha kan. Ramban pirish ki birchas habanim, he birchas Yosef. You bless someone's children. Absolutely. What greater bracha can there be? And he has only these two boys. So if you bless Ephraim and Menashe, you're blessing everything that will be and is the future, the legacy for Yosef's sake. Okay. He says, but, you know, it's not something that's so easily accepted. Why should Yosef not receive a bracha for Yosef and about Yosef himself? And after all, that's what it says. It says, Vayivarech es Yosef. So, the Aruch Chaim feels, he says, V'hanochen ba'enai, ki betevas vayivarech, Roshem HaKosuf Ki Berach Li Yosef Shiyiya Tomid Mevairach. In other words, Vayavarech Es Yosef means he said to him, Yosef, be blessed. Period. Boruch Tia. Every blessing, whatever you can imagine, any kind of blessing, whatever is truly a blessing, should be Yosef's. That's what Yaakov Avinu meant to say. A little like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Tiyenu L'Rosh Yosef. Meaning, ahead of it all, on top of everything. You should have all the brachas. All the brachas that are possible. Every bracha that you could possibly need or want. So he says that's what the Torah means. And then, after he said, Vayavarech es Yosef, you should be blessed. And have all kinds of bracha. Then the pasuk says, in addition, Vayomar, and he said, for the kids' sake, Halakim, Haray Esimik Aydi, Adi Emazet, etc., Hamal Hagel, Esimik Kalra, and so on and so forth. Yeah, later. Yes. But here, it says, Vayavarech as Yosef, and then the Torah doesn't give us details, doesn't really say
what the content
exactly what. The bracha to Yosef specifically was. Oid yisbar al pi devrayhem she'amru she'mafteach habrachas haya biyad Avraham. The ability to give bracha was Avraham's. U'masari li Yitzchak. That ability to give and to impart bracha was given to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it. Yitzchak masari li Yaakov. Yaakov masari li Yosef. In other words, this is not just blessing Yosef. This is where Yaakov says the koyach habracha, the ability to give bracha. The idea of you carrying on that which has come from Avraham to my father Yitzchak, to me, Yaakov, he says, I'm giving to you, Yosef. You will have the ability to bless who you want, how you want. Because Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu the koyach, to give bracha.
I thought the Kohanim got it though. Seems like it's the wrong direction.
Eventually, the Kohanim received this koyach of bracha, but not at this point. Mm-hmm. And that's something you give to your bechor. Understand this is part of what...
It's redundant, right?
This is part of what happens to Reuven. When a certain aspects of Bechira are directed toward Yosef instead. For instance, the fact that there are two Shvatim from Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe, and that they have, therefore, separate and distinct parts of Eretz Yisrael, the way a Bechor would have, like a Pishnayim, right? That's an aspect of Bechira that was Reuven's, now it's given to Yosef. This, too, is an aspect of the Bechira that Yaakov Avinu is saying, Yosef, you're going to have the power to impart Baruch. You're going to be the Koyach. You're going to have the Koyach HaBrocha. And that's what it means when it says, Vayavarech es Yosef.
Actually, he gives him a Bechinas Av, it fits.
Yeah,
Yosef
yes.
Yosef has a Bechinas Av because he's fit to Shvatim.
Right.
And the others have the Brachas. I just looked it up. It starts with Avraham, Vayei Bracha.
Vayei Bracha.
And then Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yosef is the other, sort of the bridge.
Vayei Bracha means that you will have the Koyach HaBrocha.
Yeah.
And Yitzchak had that bequeathed to him from his father. Yosef now gets it from Yaakov. Okay? Who I'm Rav Yevarech? Pirish Masab Yodim Mafteach HaBrochois. Then it says, Vayomer, Halakim Asher Salcha Avoyse Lefan of Avram V'Yitzchok. When you want to give a bracha, how do you say a bracha? Halakai Avraham, Halakai Yitzchok, Halakai Yaakov. So Arachayim says, Hischel Eirer Ha'ahava, Shal Hakadmoinim, Keseide Tfilas Shmona Esrei Shemispaluot. Just like when you start Shemona Esrei, you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm coming because I am from the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I'm not just identifying myself, but I'm saying that we're worthy to be with you here at this time in the davenin, and to daven to you, and to pray for what we need from you. This is because I'm a Ben Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shemaschilin b'schus avos. You begin with schus avos. When you want something, and you want to ask for something, when you want a bracha, you begin with schus avos. V'amar, therefore he said, Ho'elikim, Asher, Hisalchu avoysai, Lefanov, Avram v'Yitzchak. And then he refers to himself too. Ho'elikim, Ho'roya oisi, Mei oidi. And now the Aruch Hayim points out that that's not very different from Asher Hisalchu avoysai, Lefanov. Because when you are a roya, and you have sheep, they are led in front of you. So he says, "V'kan ramaz zuchusai," his own zchus, but he says it humbly, and Yaakov Avinu says it in almost remiza. He hints at it. Al zeh aderech ki hu Yaakov haya mishalech luritzay neyizbarach kiseh lifnei roya haroya oisa. He was like a little lamb being led, and wherever the shepherd wanted him to go, he went. After he has mentioned and invoked the schus of Avram Yitzchak and himself Yaakov, hischil hisbalel, and he starts to say Hamalach agoyalais. Next pasuk, what does Hamalach mean? Does he really say that a malach should bless the children? Hamalach agoyalais yivarech es anarim. Here Yaakov Avinu is the one who, when he finished struggling with Sarah Shalaisov, insisted that it not be just the malach. He wanted that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should himself be the one to change his name, right?
He wanted the bracha.
He wanted the bracha, but and he was told by the malach, no, wait until the Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. And he says, no. So didn't he learn his lesson? Yaakov L'Chaira would have understood by now that you don't want a malach to bless your sons, and you want Yosef would want HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So therefore the Aruch Hayim says malach here does not mean typically what it usually means when you say a malach, a secondary power of heaven. No. Pirish Ma'amar Hashem Asher Yitzav Hashem Es Yedidav, the word of God. Ma'amar Hashem, the word of Hashem himself, the command of Hashem himself, is referred to here as malach. A love, yikra, or yikare, shame, malach. Kikol Hashem chaytziv la'av aseish. Malach means a koyach. But the more direct the koyach is, the more you would say it's Hashem himself. And Hakol Hashem, Hashem's voice, is chaytziv la'av aseish. It's a fire that cracks the stone, that etches the words of the, like the Chazal say, that the words of Hashem Yisbarach came out like fire that then gouged out the words of Hashem on the Luchis Abris. V'hu kavanosai ba'amrei hamalach, pirish sheyiyeh memrad Hashem b'sa'adam, because Baruch Hu's word should be with them, the will, as it's, so to speak, described as Dvar Hashem, should be there to support and protect and advance every need and purpose of Ephraim and Menashe. We're going to look finally at V'yidgul Aroiv Bekerav Haaretz, in the bottom of this photocopied page. V'yidgul Aroiv Hakavona Al Derech Mashi Pirashti Beparshas Bereishis V'yavaruch Ha'isam HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the dog in Pru Revu. Why? Ki Hutzrach Hashem Levarchem Letzatche Mekayim Dirasim Hu Negdi B'Ktze Ha'achrein L'Bechinas Haleida. Where do fish live? In the sea, where it's cold, and the environment is not one that's naturally one where you would see a great number of children. As a matter of fact, that is why we know that fish lay eggs in the thousands, so that some of them should be fertilized, some of them should survive, because it's a most hostile environment, cold, hostile environment that runs contrary to what you would expect to be a place where you could multiply. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore had to cause the koyach hamoilid, the ability to procreate, to become that much more profound and stronger in the world of fish. Lohoilid, so that they can give birth, afilu b'may. V'kan Amar Yaakov, sheyidgu kidogim beribu haleido, may they have so many children like fish have, v'yilehem geder zeh ba'aretz, v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz. Fish need to have this special protection because they're in the Mayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a special power to have Teladois. I bless you. You should have special power to have Teladois Ba'aretz, even though it's so much easier and not so threatened as they are fish in the sea. So therefore, the blessings of Ephraim and Menashe are bigger than that of Dagim, because the fish are in the water, and here it's Bekarav Haaretz, they're on land. Now, the next thing he says is fascinating. V'diktik lemer Bekarav. Bekarav Haaretz. What does Karav Haaretz mean?
If it's underground.
Karav Haaretz means hidden. Karav Haaretz, v'diktik lemer Bekarav, remez sheyiyu nechboim bifnim. That there should be a certain sneers, that there should be a certain sense of not being out there so much. Al derech masha amalehem Yehoshua, b'zman sheniskayim b'berchus Yaakov, b'hem, he said, l'chu hechbiu atzmeichem b'yaarim. Go, cause yourself to be seen less, be b'yaarim, be in the thicket, in the forests where you're not standing out, and not causing and bringing about undue attention and ayin hara. Ki Yehoshua pirash hakosuf ki pirushenu. Because Yehoshua was understanding the bracha of Yaakov and this pasuk just as we understood it, as we just said. Meaning that yidgul roiv, they should be like dogim, so many, but be care of hearts. Meaning that there should be the ability to blend in and not cause others to see so pronounced the success, so pronounced the wealth, so pronounced the glory of Am Yisrael that others should behold it and then be envious of it and then, Chalila, try to attenuate or, God forbid, to fight it. So you should be zeichet to have, Yaakov said to Yosef's sons. everything. You should have so great a nation. But it should be without even people noticing. It should be bekerev haaretz. It should be without the attendant hoopla that would cause envy and that would cause some kind of maybe even opposition from other nations, from other people. It should be tremendous bracha that you benefit from and that you thrive, so to speak, shtilahet, without therefore having to worry that it's going to be threatened from the outside because of those who behold it and begrudge it. So Yaakov is being so real and giving us a sense of how Am Yisrael wants to quietly go about being the Am Hashem in as much of a quiet and unassuming way as possible, even though the whole world and the Kiyum HaOlam is all about us and what we do and accomplish Leman Hashem, for Hashem's sake. And yet, it should be Bekerev Haaretz. It should be with a certain Hatznei Aleches and without causing unnecessary envy and ayin hara all around us. Right.